handsomest thunderbolt, and all Brajbasis utter the heart have been kindled. Only by this innocent boy he told, and we followed. Nanda Baba followed, and we followed, Upananda told. So we will have to taste the result.
They blame
Nanda Baba
and Krishna.
Yes. That we have done blunder. Now where to go? What to do? But there was so much water, they cannot move here and there. And they quickly went to Krishna. If you have done like this, we have only obeyed. Then you should tell Govardhan Giriraj that he should save us now. Oh, quickly, Krishna answered. You should bring your all utensils, everything on bullock carts. Bullock carts should come. With all your cows, all your children, Gop, Gopi, Apri, all persons also. And quickly they came, and quickly, in a second, anyone could not see that how fastly Krishna took it on his fingers. There became a very deep, very, very deep peat. Govardhan was 7 miles high and 7 miles also deep, and 14 miles long, very high. So when he took, that became a very big, like peat. But no matter there. If animal dig only 14, 15 yards down, water may come. But when he took Govardhan, very easily, like a lotus flower like this, nothing. And he called all Brajavasis, all cows, especially Krishna was at the age of 7, so gopis, who had not married, all gopis, Vishvananandani, Radhai, Lalite, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tung, Vidya, Indu, Lekha, and all came. And Krishna was taking this. All gopis out. The friends became so worried. How Krishna alone can bear the weight of Giriraj Govardhan? They quickly took their dandas, sticks, and don't worry, my Kanhaiya. Oh, you should take rest, we are taking. But Radhike and all other gopis were so much worried. They get their sight under Govardhan. Govardhan, we will punish you. And you should be on our eyes glance. Don't have any weight on Krishna. So who was lifting that Giriraj Govardhan? Actually, not Krishna. How? Power always becomes in left side. So left hand. And in left side, this is, that is not Krishna. If he has taken Giriraj Govardhan in right, then we should understand that Krishna has taken, lifted Giriraj Govardhan. But Krishna never. To show this, he did. And Srimati Radhika. Power is Radhika. Krishna is not power. So Krishna is manifested with power. He has all power. So he thought like that, at once Srimati Radhika took Govardhan. For Srimati Radhika, what is Govardhan? Whole world, lakhs and lakhs world. On his wish he can take. So this is the majestic power of Srimati Radhika. Without Radhika's power, Krishna is like hero. Nothing, like Nirvishesha Brahma. Nothing to do pranam. Who will do pranam? Anyone is not there. Nothing to pranam. So Radhika lifted it. They were first chance. They came
together
in front of Krishna. This was the main reason that Krishna listed that all Govardhan Vasi gops will not tell anything to their daughters, and they will quickly come to me, and for 7 days we will together. That is why. So first time, all the gopis, when a little Kishori gopi, not Kishori at that time, at this age of 6, 5, like this, all. Lalita was only at the age of Krishna, and all were somewhat less than. And all 7 days, Indra began to throw hell so much, thunderbolts, and he wanted to to smash this Raj Govardhan into pieces. But it has been told in prayer, what? Saprishta hastam bhujasaukam arye sukhanubhote rati bhumi vritte mahendra bhajya hatimapya janan govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Or govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam. Telling the praying that, O Giriraj Govardhan, when Krishna lifted you on your finger, you became so happy, you are realizing so much happiness, that even Indra was throwing his thunderbolts. So much. But what he was thinking? Like that. Very happy. Like he thinks. Nothing was done. Jatraiva Krishna Vishabhanuputra Danam Grihitam Kalaham Vite Sute Spiha Jatra Mahatta Tahasi Govardhanome. Krishna sometimes used to block their ways. Where? In Dan Ghati. And quarrels between gopis and Krishna. Krishna wanted that you should give some tax here. And they used to tell that, why tax? This place is mine. Then gopis, and especially Lalita, used to tell, is this property of your father or grandfather or grand-grandfather? From where you collected? So this is not your property. This is my property. How this is your property? Because this all property is of Vrindavan and she is my wife. They began to clap that you are so liar and cheater. Vrinda cannot marry you because you are black. In Braja, any girl does not want, or any parents, to give you marriage their daughters. So now you are thinking that all girls are my wife. So Vrinda, you think that he is your wife. We are calling just now. They called Vrinda. In front of Krishna, and all gopis were there. They asked Vrinda, have you married this black person, black boy? No, I don't know him. Who is he? never, I cannot do a mistake like this. She is like, she wants that, tells that all are my wives here, but no one wants to marry her, so I am not his wife. Then they began to clap. No. But Krishna was so
clever.
Tricky and clever. No. Really, she is my wife. And this is my property, you have to give. Then they gave some thick, little curd, makhan, and everything to Krishna. One day, like this, Krishna used to do daily like this. We should give a lesson to him. when did they cost? All Lalita Abhishakha. First they catch hold of Madhumangal, and this tithi was tightened in the trees branches, and all, and they began to do all were so much afraid. They told that you should promise that never we will do like that. Madhumangal told that I am promising I will never, I will have no friendship with that black person. And thus all the gopis to Krishna, and forcibly they put a lahanga to Krishna, and Chundari from this ear, and his cuts hairs were so they did like chotis, and gave your sandur, and like a lady, and they gave some vessels of pots of yogurt, and Lalita gave it. And Krishna was covered, took bath with that, and all gopis were clapping. Oh, will you do again like this? Krishna said, I will not do. Then you should beg pardon in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna did, oh, Radhika, you should forgive me. So, this is in Govardhan. Govardhan is Sakhi. Evidence. So Govardhan should be pleased to us. That we can realize this very sweet pastimes of Gopi, Gabhi, Govardhan, everything. I think Govardhan will hear our praying, and he will sprinkle his mercy. After 7 days, Indra became saw that go anyone and see that there are there anyone saved from this. He went there and saw what elephant? Airavat came. And he saw that, all are saved. Not a even a leaf of tree has been dropped from his tree branches. And he went to Indra and told that, oh, brother, all are so happy. Anything is not damaged. Then he thought that, who is he? Actually, he is Parabrahma, our Lord. Then he knew that, he is certainly our Lord. Then he went to Surabhi. We have done puja to that Surabhi, the mother of all cows. Where? Not on Golok Vrindavan. Some manifestation of that Surabhi in this world, in Golok. One Golok there, one Lok here. Like one Vrindavan here, like Vrindavan there. And they, Indra began to apologize and tell that, oh mother, save me. Otherwise Krishna will ruin us. You should come with me. And Krishna ko prasanna karo. Please Krishna. Then she came and water from Ganges, water from there, so much milk and ghee and everything what we did abhishek here. She came and she came to Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Indra is my life son, so you should forgive us for sake of to please Surabhi. Krishna, somewhat not wanting, but even he forgave Indra, and Indra kept Krishna name Govinda. Govinda Devaki. I am not Govinda, I am not Govardhan, I have no connection with these cows. I have false ego that I am Lord of all. But actually, Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna is. Gopal is everything. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is Govinda. He supports and nourishes all Gop, Gopi, Gabhi, Govatsa and all Gopi Mandal, Golok. I am not anything. and after that they return to their places. Gaur Prama. It may be that Indra began to Shankar prayed to Chakra that you should save, otherwise all gopi and everything will be finished. So Chakra came, and seeing Chakra on the seventh day, on the moment, oh, Indra quickly ran away from there. And oh, Chakra, then he may be that Narayan or more than that. But what is the time now? Oh, then seven, then drama should be done. And from today again, I may speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I wanted to do more, but anyhow, it was so good. If anyone has come here, joined this, and he has participated anyway, Giriraj Govardhan will be so merciful. To sprinkle the jugal love and affection to them. Then, any kirtan, namami nandanandanam, and you should try to, oh, Matukiya? Meena, where is Meena? Haridas Thakur will be so pleased, and he will request Nityananda. And then Nityananda Prabhu will be mercifully, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will know the will of Nityananda Prabhu, all will be excused and all have Krishna Prema. So I am requesting all those who are not following all these principles, you should try to very strongly, don't take mine. I have heard from devotees, so many disciples of Swamiji, lacking of association. Now they are returning to the same point. Now they are taking drugs, wines, becoming more lusty, and so many bad qualities in them. So, I have come ordered by Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, to remind you all. And this play, not play, only to remind you all. Especially those who are playing this drama from today. Be pure as Nityananda Prabhu wanted. Then, if any effect will come, if anyone teaching anything to devotees, but if he is not pure, not qualified, his teachings will be very
effectless.
No effect.
It may be for temporary effects. So the gurus who are not qualified to teach, and if they are teaching anything, don't take wine, don't take drugs, don't cheat anyone. They can listen for a moment, momentary results. But if you will be like that, yourself, not taking wine, not anything, no smoking, no drugs, no pyaaj lahasan,
onion garlic,
then all the devotees are bound to follow this. So my request is that we should again come in the same time as Swamiji came here. You should think that Swamiji is here, and you should again be inspired like same time. So he has sent me to see or they are following me or not. So when I will return, what I will tell? So if you are promising like that, then I will go and meet him and tell, oh, I am happy, I am satisfied, all are following you And always remembering, always keeping in your heart and your words. Gaur Praman. Oh, you should do Kirtan all and Jagai Madai. After that he told that from now we will not do anything wrong. We are taking promise for this. And they began to wash the ghat.
Bank.
Bank of the river. And the ladies were not going there in fear of Jagai Madhai, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. When they heard that, oh, they have been changed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. Now again they began to see him and to take bath on Nagariya Ghat where Jagai Madhai was going. And they were cleaning. How cleaning? Pruning the ghat, clearing the ghat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Pachanda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय नमः।
देखिए रंग न लग जाए।
हरे चेत कपटकुटिनादि भरखर शरणमूत्रे स्नात्वा दहसि कथा आत्मानमपि सदा संगं धर्वा गिरिधर पद प्रेम सुधाम बहुधो स्नात्वा स्मपि नितरामि मां मुचतु। I explain that he is telling to his mind, O mind, be careful, very careful, and listen me very deeply. In the mood of following, practicing, don't take part in the urine of donkey. But I see that you are doing so. So don't do like this. Obey me. And you should try to do bath in nectar. What nectar? Nectar that is love and affection to Krishna. If you are serving him with love and affection, like Brajavasi, especially in the mood of gopi, then you are taking bath in nectar of that. And then you will be happy, and by that I will also be happy. So make me happy, you should be happy, and let whole world be happy by this. Now you are taking bath in that urine and thinking that I am bathing in nectar. You are like senseless, no sense at all. Like a drunkard takes so much wine and he falls in the any drain, very dirty Indian drain in Mathura, not American, Mathura drain. If you will anyhow fallen down on that drain, then you will be like hawk, very dirty. But as you have drunk so much and your body is everywhere burning, but you are thinking that I am very happy. So what is that kapatakuti nati? Kapata means duplicity. And kuti nati, both. Diplomacy. No. Kuti and nati. Bengali can understand this. Don't do coup. Coup means bad thing, unwanted thing. Don't do coup. Coup means all kinds of bad things. Society, drinking, bad society, drinking, making merry, to associate with Vishayi, who have no faith in bhakti, not serving Krishna and his associates, telling lies, all are coup. And na means not, like not to do, and you are doing bad things. So you should give up. Here he is telling me, what is duplicity? Duplicity kapatta? What is duplicity? He is telling that bhakti sadhak are of three kinds. Understanding? Very deeply you should try to understand and follow. Otherwise, lapse and lapse, but you cannot do anything by only chanting. And if you are not following, that is why Raghunath Das Goswami is giving his association by this teaching. So you should think that we are associating with Raghunath Das Goswami and he is giving some teaching, so we should follow. So sadhaka are of three kinds: swanistha, parinishthi and nirvedic. Swanistha that those who are in beginning following and they want to practice bhakti yoga, shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu shramanam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasya sakhatma nivedanam. Nine kinds of bhakti they are following. But there are some defects in them. Duplicity in three. What? Swanistha. They are following bhakti. Those who are following bhakti, but vidhi nishet of varnasam dharma. What is vidhi? Means rules and regulations. And also what is not to do, prohibited. They have nothing to do with these things. Nothing. They can only do Radha Krishna conjugal bhajan. If anything of varnashram is help coming in, that no harm. But they don't look and see all these rules and regulations to be followed or not to be followed. Only totally following Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami's, or Sivas Acharya and Grihastha Bhakta, like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falling. No? Or don't disturb anyone. Keep it. Please keep it. After class you can do. Otherwise all mood will come here. So they have given all this. They have never to care for that. Where we are doing falling or not falling. But totally following one ended Ananya Rupena. Radha and Krishna, Braja Seva, they are doing. Second are Parinisthita. That they are punished who are following bhakti, shravanam kirtanam all. But they also follow varnasam dharma, rule regulation and what not to be followed. They are not following them, and what to follow in varnasam, they are following. But only these are helpful or favorable. No? Not all rules, regulations and liberties. No? Only they will follow. Which are favorable for Braja Bhakti. They are parinishti. Both are Grihastha Bhakta, in family life, married life, both. And third is Parinishthita, Nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means they have given up their worldly life, totally. In the line of Rupa, Raghunath, Arjuna, Goswami. Renounce order, not renounce order, but brahmachari, but no family life. And they have totally given up householder life. Any ashram or any math or anywhere, they are doing bhajan totally. But in them there may be some duplicity. It may be that they don't know, but anyhow there is some duplicity. What duplicity may be there, he is telling. First, Swanishtha. What is the definition of Swanishtha? I told.
Yeah.
Don't say, please.
Swanishtha is not to follow the nine angles of Bhakti, Shravan, Ketan, Vishnu, etc. But when it comes to Varnashram, the rules and regulations of Varnashram, he does not care for them at all, but he
one
point
is towards Bhakti
or
Rupanika Bhagavan. So first he is telling, now you can tell what I told, Rambijaya Prabhu, Rambijaya Manu. Quickly, what I told. Who can tell?
Can you tell? You should ask me questions. And in the meantime, you will be prepared. Where is... Oh, what I told?
Explaining what is a Swarupa Sarat.
But he will not go opposite to that. Any lady devotees among? We can tell. No. Then I become hopeless. You should tell. Again, you should repeat. No. I am not telling that. Raganuga, Rupanuga not, but what I told, Swanishta, what is the meaning? Okay? Now we will see very carefully, because among us, it may be like Swanishta. Swanishta sadhak, they may tell that we are practicing that kind of bhakti. And they may be engaged in sense gratification. How? They are doing bhakti, but inwardly engage their senses in all other things. Only the face, the cloth, tulsi mala, tilak is like Swanishta, but not actually following. Oh, they will tell that we are doing, but always engaged in sense gratification. They do not engage themselves in the service of Nishkapat Bhakta. They never engage themselves in the service of those who are high classes of Vaishnavas, those who have nothing to do with duplicity above them.
Unpretentious.
They don't have any relationship and they don't serve sincere and advanced
devotees. Who are free from this?
They only tell that, oh, whether he has been initiated by my Gurudev or by with me or any god brother of me, in broad sense, still nothing. Anyone told me that you are not in his court, I told him that why I am not in ISKCON? What are the rules and regulations that I will adopt when I will be ISKCON, in family of ISKCON? I want to know the rules and regulations. And I want to totally
surrender.
So what are these rules and regulations? Oh, we ISKCON has that one should chant 16, at least 16 rounds. I told that I chant 64. Then they told. I'm abiding rules. Then I told this, anything more? We should follow four basic principles. What are these? That not intoxication. You should treat all the ladies like mother, like sister. I do this. Totally, from beginning, from my birth, I am doing this. And no gambling. Never I don't remember that in my so many previous lives.